Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning talking about L-O-V-E.
L-O-V, find out what it means to me. Oh, no, that's respect. I only have one of these pages. Julie, where do you want to go from here? What can we talk about? I know single is, you know, if you're single, the day's a reminder you're not in a relationship, but, you know, we're kind talking about couples
that really feel positive in their relationship. How can they make sure that Valentine's Day is also enjoyable for them?
Well, when it comes to couples, you know, focus on your partner's overall behavior, like ideally the connection you share, instead of just their behavior on that one day. Because one of the pitfalls of Valentine's Day is the expectations that get set. So flowers, a date, gifts, you know, when these expectations are not met, people feel disappointed and then they go down those rabbit holes about maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe he doesn't or she doesn't think I'm important enough. He or she can't even be romantic for a day and so on and so on. So lots of negative feelings based upon unmet expectations.
Okay. Now what about those that are listening this morning and they aren't in a relationship? How can they celebrate Valentine's Day?
Well, first of all, remember that it's a day, it's a commercial holiday, but you can use the day as a reminder or an opportunity to celebrate connection. So remember, connection or feelings of love, those aren't limited to couples. Single people can focus on friends and loved ones. Parents can focus on the love for their children. People can focus on the love for their pets. We can even focus on self-love.
Okay, what about those that don't like Valentine's Day? They've had enough of it and they think it's all commercialized. What's your message to them?
Well, I guess I'd tell them that they're not alone. You know, think back to the children. You know, maybe, Sean, you might have been one of them wishing that you would receive a card on that paper bag you decorated on the side of your desk, right? So it can bring up lots of feelings of anxiety and fear of rejection. There was actually a study in Forbes magazine, and they made a list of 20 reasons people dislike Valentine's Day. So I just scanned over the list. And the theme is that that date reminds people about their relationship or their lack of one. So if you're single, the day becomes a reminder that you're not in a relationship. And according to this holiday, you should be in a relationship because it's the answer to happiness.
Yeah.
Forget that you might want to be single because it feels better for you. But the holiday suggests that happiness comes with romantic love. So you're not alone if you're having these, you know, unsettled feelings about the day.
Right. You know, Julie, it's funny. It reminds me about, I don't know, 4 years or more ago when my girlfriend Laura Lee and I decided we're both single. We decided we would spend Valentine's Day together. We went to Denny's together for Valentine's Day. We thought we'd order a nice glass of mimosa. And they said, oh, sorry, we don't have any of that. And then we said, okay, well, we'll have a glass of wine. And then they came back and said, no, we don't have any of that. And then we said, well, we'll have some vodka and cranberries, something with juice in it. No, they don't have any of that. But we do have scotch or whiskey. But we weren't that desperate to drink breakfast, so we passed on it.
Mm.
Okay. We made the most of Valentine's Day together.
That's right. And here's the thing. That's exactly it. You got to stay in the now. And because when you compare what your Valentine's Day looks like to others, the other can seem like it's better. That idea of the grass is greener. But as a therapist, I can tell you from listening to many people who've tried the grass is greener route, it isn't. So be in the now. Look at the day for what it is for you and just enjoy it.
Thanks, Julie. Have a nice day and a nice Valentine's Day with your hubby, Eric. Thanks for this morning.
Thanks. You all have a wonderful week as well.